Mark, I don't recall a year, I don't recall a year at all in which there has been so little coverage of the matric results. The newspapers, the news websites have very, very little on it, very little analysis, very little reaction to it. For the record, the overall pass rate is 76.4%, which is 0.2 percentage points better than last year's pass rate. The number of students are getting a bachelor's pass is 36.4, which is exactly the same as last year. 25.2 achieving a diploma pass, very similar, just a spit in the spot, less than last year. And the number achieving the higher certificate pass is about a percentage point higher than last year. And a significant failure rate as well, as one can imagine. The provinces, for what they're worth, the Free State topping the poll again at 85.7. Up next, Gauteng at 82.8. The Western Cape at 81.2. And the worst off is Limpopo at 66.7. Mary Metcalf is a former education MEC and now a senior university research associate at the University of Johannesburg. Mary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am in good health, I'm pleased to say. A little hot, and how are you?
No, I'm good, but I'm sure I'm hotter because I'm in KZN.
Ah, well, you're certainly more humid. There's no doubt about that. Mary, what does one make of these bald figures? I mean, what does it tell us about the state of education in South Africa? Does it tell us anything?
You know, you always have to go below the surface of the big figures because they are such an average across such different contexts. But the value of the big figure of the pass rate for 2021 is that what it tells us is that this group of learners who were in grade 12 in 2021 and in grade 11 in 2020, despite having lost so much time, because we need to recall that in 2020, the grade 11s lost at least 4 months of the year, at least. So they came into grade 12 in 2021 at a great disadvantage, but they have done well, which is a credit to the schools, to the individuals, to the system that supported them.
How can we trust the results? I mean, Umalusi has certified them, but we haven't yet heard what adjustments Umalusi has made to various subjects. And perhaps we should hold off on congratulating until we find out, because we might find out that they've taken the difficulty of learning into consideration and upped.
No. Yeah. That's a very good question, and I'm glad you've asked it because it's something that isn't always very well understood. So what we have in this country are different examining bodies. The DBE is one examining body. The IEB is another. But in a properly functioning system, the examining bodies have to be certified by a quality assurer, which you've understood correctly to be Umalusi. So Umalusi takes the results from the IB, from the DBE, and any of the other examining bodies and subjects them to careful scrutiny. Now, the IEB reports on this year's DBE and IEB examinations will look at performance relative to the complex set of factors that have an impact on whether or not students were assessed on the basis of the same levels of difficulty and complexity as any other years. And Umalusi has said some subjects they needed to adjust the marks up, some subjects they needed to adjust the marks down. That's no judgment on the system. It happens in any examination system, which is why you have an independent body with an independent group of statistical experts who look at the complexities of the data. So Umalusi has certified that these results are fair and accurate, and we must have confidence in that.
The DA every year says the figure which the minister, whoever it is, Angie Motshekga at the moment, announces as the pass rate is not the true pass rate. And the DA this morning said the true pass rate is 51%, by which they mean if you look at the number of people who passed matric this year and take that as a percentage of those that started the last 3 year period of their school, grades 10, 11, and 12, and you strip out the dropouts, if you factor them into the equation, then the true pass rate is 51%. And the number of dropouts between grade 10 and grade 12 is very, very alarming. And I'm not sure that that is something that the authorities have a handle on and a proper plan to deal with.
Well, the question of the dropout rate in South Africa should be something that is of public concern. And it's not just the DA that's been looking at this critically. I think most people who do analysis of the results have been saying it for a long time. But I remember in one of the years that I said it, I had quite a robust discussion with someone, and I learned from it. Because the pass rate is the pass rate. And you can't say it isn't the real pass rate. What we have to look at is the question of the dropout rate. Now, the DBE yesterday, the DG, kind of spoke about the dropout rate looking at the progression of a cohort, but we don't have detailed enough information about each learner across the country and whether or not they are repeating and there's very high levels of repetition. So if you just look at the number of grade twos in 1 year and the number of grade threes in the next year and the number of grade fours, it still doesn't give you a very clear record. The DBE is supposed to be implementing something which is an individual tracking system, and hopefully one day it will be there. In the meantime, what the DBE uses very usefully in their technical report is they look at Stats South Africa figures. And Stats South Africa, in its household survey, asks for learners of the age 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, what percentage in each province have actually completed grade 12. And that, I think, for me, is one of the most reliable indicators, and there is a real problem. The other thing that you might want to look at is to look at the Zero Dropout campaign.
Yeah.
Because I love their work. I think that they make an incredibly important contribution. But as a country, we need to recognize that we've got a dropout problem. And in my view, we need an earlier certification point that streams learners into where they may be more comfortable than pursuing this bachelor's pass, which isn't for everyone.
Mary Metcalf, thank you very much indeed for spending some time with us, a senior research associate at the University of Johannesburg, currently steaming in the humidity of Durban.